Spreading the word. Something new for Manhattan. In November 2011, a group of Jehovah's Witnesses began to acquaint people in Manhattan with the Bible's message by means of attractive display tables and carts. This initiative is taking place in the southern part of Manhattan, the busiest and oldest borough of New York City. The area was divided into four zones. Each zone has several locations where those passing by can stop at a well-arranged table or cart stocked with Bible literature and attended by a local pioneer. Most displays can be found in or near transportation hubs through which tens of thousands of people pass each day. At these locations, people can learn the Bible's answer to many questions. People who do not wish to linger can pick up a publication to read later. Literature is available in many languages. If a publication is not available in a desired language, it may be ordered and picked up a few days later. The public as well as the authorities have welcomed this initiative. One police officer said, "What took you so long? You really have what people need." One man stopped abruptly when he saw the book, "What Does the Bible Really Teach?" He said that he noticed people on the subway reading the book and wondered where they had obtained it. Now he knows. One young man walked past one of the tables every day for 6 weeks on his way to work. Eventually, he stopped and said, "I need help." Those manning the table were happy to assist. They gave him a Bible and showed him how to benefit from it. Enthusiastic passersby have stopped to discuss spiritual matters, and in 8 months' time, 1,748 expressed a desire to study the Bible. By June 2012, this initiative had allowed the public to obtain 27,934 magazines and 61,019 books. Our magazines, fewer pages, more languages. Beginning with the January 2013 issues, Awake and the public edition of The Watchtower were reduced from 32 pages to 16 pages. Because the magazines contain less material, translation teams will be able to make them available in more languages. Presently, Awake is translated into 98 languages and The Watchtower into 204. The study edition of The Watchtower will continue to be a 32-page magazine. Some of the content previously featured in the magazines now appears only on the www.jw.org website. This includes For Young People, My Bible Lessons, and the Gilead Graduation Report from the public edition of The Watchtower, and For Family Review and Young People Ask from Awake. In addition, a series of online articles available only on the website provides clear, concise answers to questions about the Bible and about Jehovah's Witnesses. The printed material is also available for download online. With a computer or mobile device, users can quickly access our publications at www.jw.org in over 440 languages. Our website gets a facelift. During the past few months, dozens of Jehovah's Witnesses at World Headquarters in New York have been working to make www.jw.org more attractive and easier to navigate from either a computer or a mobile device. In addition, they have revamped the website with two goals in mind. 1. To merge our websites. Three websites managed by Jehovah's Witnesses have been consolidated into one official website, www.jw.org. The other two, www.watchtower.org and www.jw-media.org, have been discontinued. Consolidation of web content provides a one-stop source for those who look for information from or about Jehovah's Witnesses. For example, you can read, listen to, or print pages of the Bible and related publications in many languages. 2. To add information. The updated website has answers to Bible questions and information about the preaching work, branch offices, kingdom halls, and conventions of Jehovah's Witnesses. A news section reports on events affecting our brothers worldwide. There are also interactive features for families, teens, and children. On a typical day, several hundred thousand people read our publications online. They download close to 500,000 audio, EPUB, PDF, or sign language video files. Daily, 100 people request that someone study the Bible with them.